How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Welcome to Footsteps from TWR. Your host is Andy Napier.
Sonnet Medrano is sharing the good news of Jesus in Quito, Ecuador, at Casa Gabriel, a home for boys, and Casa Adalia, a home for girls. Today, Sonnet, let's focus on the boys.
So for Casa Gabriel, these are boys who have been coming from the streets due to poverty, abuse, and neglect. So typically, a young teenage mom with kids whose husband has abandoned her because it's a very machismo culture here. And so she's on her own. She sends her sons off onto the streets to try to earn money from juggling and begging for coins. And maybe he's bringing home this money that's supposed to be going for food, but it may be going towards drugs or alcohol. And so eventually, this young boy turns into a teenager, finds other friends on the streets, and decides he's better off living on his own with his friends than going back home to his family that's not really caring for him. This combination, like I said, of poverty, abuse, and neglect that cycles around, we're trying to break by having a home where the boys can become leaders and disciples for Christ.
And how many boys are in the home?
We can have up to 10 boys at a time just to have that one-on-one time with the boys to really focus on discipleship with them and let it be that family-style environment with them. One thing that the director of Casa Gabriel, Phil Douse, likes to say is that it's long and deep. It's a process of praying with these boys, some of whom have not really had experience with God before coming to Casa Gabriel. And so just slowly showing them over time, God is a God of love and he cares for them and he has a plan for their future.
For a link to Casa Gabriel in Quito, Ecuador, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.